Our next speaker is about to take you for a ride. I love rides. He's a systems engineer, a musician, and a songwriter, an Amazon best-selling co-author with Pat O'Brien and Dr. Joe Vitale, a systems security consultant. He owns and runs a startup record company and a recording studio that just finished up Hal Ketchum's newest CD. Hal Ketchum's out in Wimberley, an excellent musician. Oh, and by the way, he also, have you ever been to Joe Vitale's website? Yeah. He's the guy that created it. Yeah, he built Joe's site for him, and he's a systems guy. And systems are important. You know, I hear people say a lot of times, well, I already know how to do this. I know how to heal. I taught martial arts, or well, I already know how to do that. But putting it into a system, putting it into a systematic form is what's going to make it useful, because focus is everything. And if you don't have a way to focus all that energy that's coming down, it's not going to be useful to it. So what our next speaker did for the first 20 years of his professional career, he was writing software and designing databases that have processed over $4 billion in medical claims for the Department of Defense and commercial hospitals nationwide. $4 billion. That was for 3 thermometers. After hitting rock bottom, bottomed out in the middle of having everything, he turned his systems-based knowledge to a different mode of study of spirituality and how we create our own reality. And he's going to be telling you about that today. So, ladies and gentlemen, oh, wait, I left out the best part. I don't even know what this means. During his talk, you're going to experience 158,400 opportunities to change your life. So watch for them. They're going to be coming fast. And he's going to explore with you how to systematize that. So please welcome the master of the mastermind, Chuck Pennington.
Hoping to get up here before all the applause died out, but I didn't make it. That was kind of a cheesy attempt at more applause, wasn't it? Okay. Excuse me. We had a pre-meeting for the seminar here, and I asked Joe what he wanted me to talk about up here, and he said he wanted me to talk about the environment. Kind of odd for a spiritual talk. But not that kind of environment. First, I want to thank Dr. Joe Vitale. Can I get a warm round of applause for Dr. Joe? And in this picture, he's hugging Dee Wallace, and it's a vibration. Everything holds vibration. And this picture is just a wonderful vibration of love. And it's just representative of how Joe feels about all of us. Says it in every single email that goes out. I love you at the end. Love is one of the most powerful vibrations a human being can produce. And I also want to thank all the other speakers here. I mean, golly, I was sitting here watching today, and I was like, well, I was going to say that, and I was going to say that, and that's well put, and wow. So, I mean, all of these speakers are just so wonderful. Matthew stole one of my tricks. He didn't steal it. It's weird how you have the same idea. Sometimes you'll have an idea and you'll talk to somebody and you'll say, oh, I had this idea. And they said, so did I. I'm a musician and I thought about using that trick about the out of tune guitar. You come up, you play it, detune it, and you know, it doesn't sound any good anymore. And it's just such a very simplistic explanation about how easy and simple really the universe and the law of creation, the law of attraction, and how it all works. But why do we want to talk about the environment? It's not this environment that we're talking about. It's the environment of your mind. The environment that gets created when you come to a seminar like this is physical chemical reactions in your mind firing off. Energy is everything. Absolutely everything in this room, this clicker, holds vibrations to it, thoughts, feelings. The harmony of energy is everywhere in the universe. It's just how things work. These people that are here today care about this environment, and they the reason I wanted to take a minute and thank them is because they want to help you build and maintain a brand new creative environment for yourself. When you come to one of these seminars, that's one of the cool things about it, is you come in and you're kind of wondering what's going on, but you leave with this infusion of creative energy. And maintaining that and being able to take it home with you is part of what I'm going to be talking with you about today. It's all about freedom, being able to do the things you want to do with the people you want to do them with. Personal freedom, not the political freedom of, you know, we live in a great country, we have great freedoms, but the freedom I'm talking about is more of personal freedom. You know, Adam was talking about penny saved, penny earned. Well, at the end of the day, when you've done your job, when you've done everything you want to do to make money, how much personal freedom do you have to do exactly what you want to do? Play music, write songs, sculpt, anything. So who wants a free gift right now? All right. So as many of you realize, I've got a little bit longer hair than I did on the website. And I did that specifically for a purpose. Why and what reason would I grow my hair out? Freedom, who said freedom? You the man. Come here. Well, that too. You attract more money by, you know, say, so I can flip it and look beautiful. But, you know, that's the... I got to walk all the way back here to meet him. That's absolutely correct. But that's the big talking version. Ooh, I've got personal freedom. I can do such a thing. But why? Exactly. But that was one CD. And by the way, that CD was the Benestrophe Meditation. It's a new CD that was inspired by one word from Joe Vitale. One word in a video that I saw triggered this entire thing. And I tell you what, I don't really have time to go into it right now, but ask me about it, and it's an incredible story. Ask me or ask Joe what a Benestrophe is. One word, change your life. So, that was one CD. This is a pack of three. It's that CD. It's a Love Energy Meditation, which is a video I made specifically for you to be able to generate love in your daily life. When you can vibrate at a really high energy, people are attracted by it. Vibration is everything. If I had a bass guitar up here, I've got a recording studio, and we have to take acoustic guitars out of the room when we record bass guitars because the sympathetic vibrations, you hit a note on the bass, it vibrates in the guitar. That's the way life works. When you can hit chords of energy in existence that come from love, that's the most powerful thing you can do to attract all of the best things in life. Not just one at a time, but multiple. Multiple aspects. Guitar has six strings. You don't pluck one at once. You strum all six of them. Makes a beautiful sound. So, the reason I grew my hair out is personal freedom. That was the big talking answer. What's the real answer? Take into consideration I'm married. Who said that? You, sir, are correct. The absolute reason why I grew my hair out is because my wife likes it. And if you're watching, I know this is a live stream, and hi, honey, if you're watching. Well, because I have the freedom to do so, that was the big talking answer. So what's the real reason? We already went through that. So this is all about your creative environment. I want you to take a minute. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to think a moment about where you were right before you decided to click that button to come to the seminar. I want you to sink that into your mind. I want you to take another deep breath. I want you to think about everything that you've experienced today and how different you are now and what a wonderful new environment that you have for yourself. This is your new creative environment. I want you to open your eyes now. So how do you create this environment? Questions. Lots of people think it takes statements to be clever. But from the moment we're born, we pop out of the womb, and what do? Without words to express them, we're answering questions for ourselves. Is this a good place? Am I cared for? Am I loved? Is it warm? Am I going to get food? What is that? Questions. From the moment we're born, human beings are question-based. Everything we learn, all of our belief systems that we come up with, are fed through the answers to questions. We're all here today because we love growing ourselves, we love helping each other. But there's a whole list of symptoms out there. I don't have enough money. You've heard them all today. Adam did a great job. I mean, I love quantification of data. I'm a systems guy. I can't stand not having things. So, I mean, spirituality, when you look at it from a systems perspective, is sort of an odd little trick. It's like, how do we actually, as human beings, come about these belief systems that we have? How are they maintained? Well, basically all the symptoms that we have, lack, I don't have enough money, I don't have the right girlfriend, I don't have the right boyfriend, I don't have the health that I want, I don't have the relationships that I want, all of the systems come from, and Joe has written many books about this, it's kind of where I got it, screwed up belief systems. The counter intentions that are in our mind that we've been, you know, the questions that we answer for ourselves, the programming of language. There's been so many examples today of, you know, very small phrases that have so much capability of changing our minds physically and chemically. So, from a systems perspective, in a computer, you have what's called the kernel. And it's the very first instructions when a computer powers on. It's the first instructions that it runs. And it's called the operating system. So as an operating system, basically you got two. You got Mac and you got PCs. And those have, you know, different capabilities and personalities of the systems. You also have all the phone operating systems. But the operating system, in a general term, is the core of how you process everything else. So Joe writes about zero point in many of his books, and in physics, the zero point is the moment of an event where there's no energy either way towards it. So as we roll through our reality, we've got our zero point, or our point of observation. And as we run through this, you've got your point of observation, you've got your thoughts, your emotions, and your language behind that. Physical and chemical changes take place in your brain, and now you've got a new brain. So it's like in the about 12 minutes that I've been talking, your brain is different than it was when I first started talking. You've made assessments about me, whether you like me or not, whether you think I'm full of mess or not. And all those things are helping to form your reality of all this. So there's questions that we answer ourselves. And in this world of seeking out knowledge, everybody's looking for all the right answers. But what if you had them all? What if you had every answer to every question you ever asked? What would you do with it? You wouldn't know what to do if you didn't know what the questions were that you were answering. So you don't need all of the answers. You just need a few key answers. It's very cool to look at, I've got a buddy of mine back there, Harry B. Happy, and he was a Buddhist monk, and I had some times in my life where I was trying to get over some stuff, and he helped me out, and he is not a systems guy. He's very much spiritual in nature. When I talk systems with him, it just goes right over his head. But the conversations that we have in common are very cool, because to take a systematic approach to a spiritual belief system is very, I mean, for me it's intriguing, because I was looking at this, Ho'oponopono, attract money now, the law of attraction, and I knew that as a musician it worked because of the harmony, the vibration of everything. That when you hit chords of love, when you hit chords of compassion as a human being, those things go out, they vibrate, they come back as wonderful things. But when you go out to the symptoms and you go to the belief systems, it's like, how does all that stuff come about? How did you actually get there? And so I kind of wanted to get back to the kernel of the human operating system and to say, okay, the symptoms aren't where you fix it. The belief systems really aren't where you fix it, because that's still result-based. So where can you go to get back to the kernel of where you can fix something and have it affect the most parts of your life effectively? When you write code in a computer term, you want all the code to be able to be inherited by the rest of the code so it can be usable. But you start off with a very base argument, and a lot of the core operating systems are nothing but yes or no questions. And so as I looked over how people get where they get and how they get there, and sort of realizing that it is a question-based pursuit, how many questions does it take, and how fast can you get back to the kernel? And I want you to play with me a little bit, go with me on this, and see if you buy into this, because I've been writing a book around these five questions, and I want y'all to tell me after the event and tomorrow what you think of this. I think that all of the belief systems and all the symptoms come from yes or no answers to five questions. That every belief system you have in all aspects of your life are controlled by the yes or no answer to these five questions. Because of the way you observe. The first one, am I a creative being? Yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely right. Think of all of the symptoms in your life, love, money, health, if you don't think of yourself as a creative being. And I'm not talking about music, art. I'm talking about the ability to create reality. Am I a strong enough agent of my own mind and of my own creative abilities to consider myself this? And it's a cascading effect. If you answer no to this question, it's a very debilitating place to live from. Do I embrace change? Yes or no? Awesome. Because if you're a creative person, you're going to be changing a lot of stuff. Creative people can't help it. And there again, before Joe started playing guitar, of course he was playing harmonica and stuff, but golly, The guy wrote 50 books and goes, well, you know, I want to do something different. So I'm going to go not only just learn guitar, I'm going to go do 6 albums in 2 years. I'm going to get the other Joe Vitale to play drums on my stuff. And I'm going to get famous bass player. And I'm going to get Daniel to produce the thing. And he's the best-selling self-help singer-songwriter. Not only created what you wanted, but created a genre of music by embracing change and going for it. Do I desire absolute freedom? This goes to 100% responsibility. I almost put that in there. Do I take 100% responsibility for my life? Got that one from Joe, of course. But that's what this means. Because if I have absolute freedom, if I desire absolute freedom, it's a pleasure to take 100% responsibility for everything I observe, because it becomes a one-stop shop. I don't have to go anywhere else. It's all right here. And it's all inborn to us. There's nothing you got to go do to get any of what any of this of our speakers are talking about today. It's all inborn in you. It's all part of just lighting up what's already there. Am I directly connected to source energy, life force, or God, however you want to put that? D said it. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Well, and I've had some really odd experiences in organized religion. I've had one of the most ethereal, wonderful experiences I ever had in a church. I've had some of the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching things happen to me in churches. And when I did have the great experiences, it was someone who was saying, here's this wonderful connection, and it's yours, and got out of the way, and let me have it. The bad experiences are meeting the preacher and getting the handshake. You got to come through me, son. Well, no, I don't. Sorry. So, you know, if you don't feel that you're connected to life force, to God, I mean, no separation, no levels, nothing, nobody, not a thought, not a thing stands between you and what created us all. Now, if you can't answer yes to this question, how are you going to answer yes to the previous one? I'm a creative person. Well, if I'm not connected to God, how can I create? And, you know, stuff's just going to happen to me. I'm going to get created upon. So, as you can see, it's a few key, simple answers to some key questions. But what's the one? What's the one question that's the pinnacle for all of them? Because if you can't answer yes to this next question, all the rest of them are going to possibly and probably be no. And therefore, all your belief systems are just going to be not natural. They're going to be stuff that got put upon you by society, by the programming that we have, the phrases that we use with ourselves and each other. What's the one question that you could answer yes or no to that would release everything, that would put you in connection with the highest vibration of love, compassion, to put you in a spot where you can stand in life and take up as much space as you can? Adam was talking about expanding your energy. Expand it to the whole of Austin, to Texas, to the United States, the world, the universe. There's no boundaries. It's all energy. And when you put energy into this, it vibrates. And it creates wonderful, wonderful things. That is how the law of creation manifestation works. It's all energy. Energy vibrates. The one question. It's a version of an Albert Einstein question. He had so many great quotes, nothing happens till something moves. And he was asked, he's like, well, you know, kind of what would be the best question you could answer yourself? So at a certain point, you have to ask yourself if the universe is a good and wonderful place. You know, it's asking yourself, is God on my side? Is Source something that created me? I mean, why would Source, why would God, why would the thing that created us put you out here and say, look, there's music, it's beautiful, it vibrates. There's color, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it vibrates. Here's health, here's romance, here's love. It works everywhere except for you. That ain't gonna happen. It works everywhere, it works for everybody, and it's inborn. It's as human as anything you consider to be human is that connection to Source and to the divine. So if you answer, is the universe a happy and abundant place? You've heard about Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill has a wonderful talk on the internet. I've got it on my site, harmonicthought.com, as a personal freedom pack that I give away. And it's he basically says there's two envelopes that you're going to be able to open in life, whether or not you can take control of your own mind. One of them's labeled riches and one of them's labeled penalties, and you will open one of the two. There's no choice except how you answer these questions for yourself. Because you always, I mean, the first slide I had, you're going to experience 158,400 opportunities to change your life during my talk. What in the heck does that mean? Well, there was a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? And in that movie, there's some, well, thank you. I didn't have anything to do with it, but thank you anyway. there's a physicist in there, Dr. Joe Dispenza, I believe. And he is, I lost my train of thought. But he is, he's talking about reality. I lost my reality for a second. He's talking about how reality pops into place. And so the 400,000 opportunities to change your life is based on the fact that in that movie, they were talking about how physically we pop reality into place for ourselves. And they're talking about proteins folding over and the actual chemical and physical processes that are happening in your brain. And what they kind of determined at the time of that movie was that it was 44 times every second. 44 times every second, you're assessing reality and you're making these decisions. I mean, these yes or no questions are firing off in your mind faster than you can think them. I mean, it's that fast, and it's, I mean, instantly, and it's all the time. And it's analog. I mean, it's just moving. Now is now. If you get off on the past or in the future, that's just an exit ramp to your creative point. D said it perfect. You cannot create from anywhere but right here, right now. Not then, not now, but right here. So that's where that 158,400 thing came from. And it may not be that many, but I think you get the idea that very much in every second of every day, we're rewriting our minds. And when you can answer yes, you can kind of see the riches. You're going to have love, happiness, abundance, well-being, freedom, wealth. And that's going to be your new creative environment. This environment that Joe has created for us here this weekend is beyond, I mean, I'm amazed every one of these I come to, the level of energy that's in the room, the amount of love and compassion. If you answer no, you know, it's all the symptoms. It's all the belief systems. Jealousy, fear, lack and scarcity, ill health, repression, struggle, all the junk you don't want. So, does that kind of make sense to everybody? I mean, did that just... Okay, well, cool. So we're going to move on. And so protecting this new creative environment, you know, we've talked a little bit about how it gets created, and now we're going to talk a little bit about how to protect it. So you come to an event like this, and man, you just get all jazzed up, and you get excited, and you walk in from the Monday morning when you get back in the home, and you got your laundry sitting there, and all that junk, and your friends, and the news, and self-talk, and the media, and all that. So how can you protect yourself and protect this environment? Because it's precious. I mean, this environment, I mean, y'all are 100 people out of billions on this planet that are sitting in a room that want to go places and that want to expand their love and expand their ability to create money and wealth in all aspects of their life and their personal freedom and their ability to grow their hair out, people. So in computer terms, you've heard of computers getting hacked and they go down and, you know, Amazon's offline or something like that. Well, a lot of those attacks are called denial of service attacks. And what that is a term in computers that's basically what somebody can do is create a storm of noise so bad that the computer just shuts down. It can't process it. And all it takes is basically going, hey, about a million times a second. And just going, hey. And the computer just goes, and it goes offline because it can't handle it. It can't handle it. So what I'm talking about today is masterminds. And a mastermind group will help you with this protection. And in computer terms, there's a firewall that protects you from all the viruses out on the internet. There's intrusion detection, which basically says if something gets in, I'll tell you about it. And there's trusted sources, so you can say, okay, I'm only going to speak to these computers because I trust them. And patching your systems, you know, software updates. We're just like computers. Our software needs updating occasionally with a weekend seminar on how to do things and how to vibrate and things like that. So how can you help protect? The thing is, your mind is very plastic and programmable, and people don't consider that really. They think their brain is just kind of something you're stuck with. So you are a systems designer and a programmer, and you are the system that you're designing and programming. And Adam made reference to this. I would never in a million years walk up to Matthew and say, dude, can you teach me some guitar? And just sit there and watch Matthew play guitar and expect to ever learn how to play guitar. But when people get to self-help and stuff, they kind of think that that goes out the window. You know, that they don't have to put the time and the work in, that somebody else can do it for them, that somebody can hand you this magic key of thought and all of a sudden, oh, wow, cool. Where you've seen many examples today of people coming up in here and having to do the work. Whether it's act like a chicken, or stare in the mirror, or do a little meditation of release. And that's the cool thing about being here and being on a weekend like this is you get so many different ways to solve these problems. And people hit it at different times, at different points in their life. So it's really wonderful when you get a weekend like this, and people, you can get it from so many different angles in so many different ways. I just like that statement. Your heart pumps blood and your brain pumps mind. I don't know why, but I do. So we're getting into the subconscious, and people go, well, you know, I can't really screw with my subconscious because we can't really get in there. There's no way to touch it. That's not true. We do the same thing physically. We go to the gym and we take up physical activities. I mean, you don't sit there and think about breathing. You don't sit there and think about your heart beating. You don't sit there and think about how strong you are. But we go to the gym, and we absolutely know that if you run on the treadmill, your cardio is going to be better. You're going to be able to breathe better. You're going to be in better shape. But we don't think to use our minds in the same way. So it's like when you do meditation, when you do Ho'oponopono, when you do things that put you in a vibration of love and compassion, it's like going to the gym. And it's the same thing. You got to do your reps. Because if you think money is the root of all evil, how many times have you heard that in your life? That little piece of code has been written chemically and physically into your brain every single time you hear it. All those little debilitating phrases that are out there, I'm a God-fearing person. You fear God? Holy crap. That's a bad place to be if you fear the thing that created you. You know? So I would encourage you to take up meditations, watch videos, whatever you can do. You know, meditations don't have to be sitting on a mat. Me and my buddy, Harry, have plenty of meditation sessions. But, you know, I was like, why do we have to leave them? Why can't we just be meditating all the time? As a matter of life. And we just get enough consciousness to have conversations every once in a while. But in a general state, we're just there. Why leave it? And I was talking to him the other day. I said, it's a spiritual numbers game. And he just started laughing. Because, you know, it is. You have to put the reps in. You can absolutely change your life that fast. You know, people say, oh, it takes 21 days to make a valid change in your life. Bull. If you went into a restaurant you had been going to for 20 years, and you were going to the restroom, and you walked back, and they picked the steak up you were about to eat and took it up off the floor and put it on the grill, you'd walk out of there and never go back and never have a second thought about it, probably. How's that different from anything in your life? Boom, walk away. Fire that part of your life that's not performing up to your standards and up to your, you know, creative ability. So I'd encourage you to hone your skills of observation, because life teaches us in subtleties. If you wait around for life to beat you on the head with things, your head's going to hurt. One of the best Buddhist teachings there is a guy standing up there with a flower and just going, at the point when you get it, you leave. That's about as subtle as it can get. So hone your skills of observation. Watch the people, what they do this weekend, how they interact. You're going to see some magic happen. I've already seen it just walking around, people interacting. I've had several just beautiful conversations with people already. So there are people, walking around all weekend with the keys to the locks that bind you. So ask them questions. Well, what do you ask them? What questions do you have? What do you want to find out? What's got you blocked, man? Don't be scared, man. Look around you. Every single person in this room wants to help you. Have you ever get the feeling that everybody's out to help you? That's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? I mean, where do you get that? I don't get 100 people in a room going, man, that was cool. And you talk about ideas and they go, yeah. Not only could you do that, you could do this, this, and this. And you meet people with different skill sets, and they're going, wow, no, not only could you do that, have you ever thought about doing it like this? I had a bunch of those conversations already today. But who do I ask? You ask a mastermind group. Why? could just sit there by yourself and go it alone and go right back where you were when you started. But if you get a mastermind group, it's like a rock band. Jam on ideas, man. I mean, Joe has written 50-some-odd books. The fact that Joe was in the secret came from a mastermind meeting. They said, just throw it out there. He goes, I want to be a star in a movie. Everybody's going, yeah, well, I'm all right. 2 months later, he's flying to Chicago to film The Secret. He says, I want to be a best-selling author. Not only did he become a best-selling author, but the four or five guys in his group are all best-selling authors. I'm a co-author with two of them. The book Pat just put out, Pat O'Brien. Joe's an author in it. I'm an author in it. So, I mean, these mastermind groups, they're receptive audiences. They're fertile soil to grow your ideas. It's a safe harbor to build your resolve and your confidence. Place of positive reinforcement that you don't get from your friends, your family, unless you're really lucky. You've got a great support group of everybody that you know just supports you 100%. How many people have that? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's the one time, you know, expected nobody raise their hand. So your mastermind is a personal consulting group you can access on a weekly basis. We do mastermind groups on a weekly basis. And the construct that I'm about to show you is a way that you can have a mastermind group with seven people in about an hour. It's really powerful. Look around you. Everybody here wants you to succeed, wants you to be free and enjoy your life and all that it can be. This mastermind in and of itself, I mean this seminar in and of itself is a mastermind. We, when we take breaks, when we go out to dinner, God, how many people have had a conversation about their business or their spiritual growth or something today? You know, yeah, man, it's very powerful. So can you get that when you go home? Probably not. You know, your mastermind's like your band. Be a rock star. Be a badass. Be a badass in your own life. Don't go hat in hand into life. Freaking walk out there and take your stance and put up as much physical space as you can, as much spiritual space as you can, man. There's plenty of room for everybody. It's a big damn universe. Everybody can express themselves fully in this world. Guy Monroe, man, the expression expert. This guy taught me how to say my name. It was weird. I'd go to seminars, I'd go, hi, my name's Chuck, and they go, Jeff, or, you know, Steve, and so I was like, no, Chuck, and it was getting to bother me, man. So many people go, hi, my name's Chuck, Jeff, no. I said, dude, what is the problem? I can't even say my own name and have people understand me. He said, well, say it, and I said, Chuck. He goes, no, what do you mean, no? That's my name. He goes, no, it's not. It's like, what? He goes, hold the U, Chuck. Hang out a little bit on the vowel. Not another person that weekend misunderstood my name. How powerful is that? And how debilitating would that be to not be able to say your own name and have it understood? Been in meetings with Guy and with other folks in this room, and they're just so powerful what you can get done. Stage presence, all the world's a stage, including the internet. That's me playing in some bands, and you can't really see that, but I keep track. This is when I was 14 years old. We played in a band called Nitro. We had a manager, too. 14 years old, we had a manager. He walked into the principal's office and said, we're taking over fifth period on Thursday and we're going to buy you lunch tables because the lunch tables we have personally suck. And so he goes, keep talking. So we're going to do it on Thursday, so it's not Friday, so nobody leaves. We're going to do it at fifth period instead of sixth period, so you can check attendance of everybody that came back, so nobody can skip class. Just keep talking. He goes, we're going to charge $3 a ticket. Auditorium holds 700 people. We sold $2,100. We kept $500 of it, and he had $1,700 to buy lunch tables. He goes, oh, cool. Those guys I still keep in contact with. I do business with the guitar player. I play in bands with the drummer still. So the guitar player, it was cool. When I moved to Wimberley, crazy stuff happened, and this is just vibrational coolness. We had not contacted the guitar player, Tom, for like 30 years. He just left one day. We never saw him. We're like, dude, where did you go? Three of us, 30 years, trying to find this guy. I'm a computer guy. I can find anybody, anywhere. Couldn't find this dude. So I got off the hamster wheel in Houston, moved out to Wimberley, opened up my Facebook account, and I changed my place to Wimberley. Actually, I had done it right before I left home. Changed my location to Wimberley. Came in, opened my laptop up. Tom Kirkham says, what are you doing in Wimberley? I said, I live there now. He goes, so do I. Yeah. Yeah. And it was a vibration that, man, when I was in Houston, redlining it, thought I had it all. You know, the cars, everything was perfect physically. I was like, well, this just isn't working, man. I ain't happy. I got plenty of stuff to be grateful for, but can't muster it up. The hell is wrong with me, man? And once I got off that hamster wheel and took that leap of faith and walked in and said, see y'all guys later, I'm leaving. If y'all want to work with me, you're going to have to work with my terms. And they did. So what do we need to do? Oh, cool. That worked better than I thought it would. You know, usually, I mean, in my situation, I would have asked, and gee, you know, if we could work this out, that'd really be good. But I was like, nah. I said, well, walk in, I'm going to tell them what I'm going to do. And I did. I walked in, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm moving here. I'm doing it here. And this is how it's going to work. And they said, okay. And so we got off the hamster wheel and we landed in Wimberley, and I found this guy I hadn't found for 30 years. And so many cool things started happening when I took that leap of faith, when I realized that the law of attraction really does work at a core level. I had too much evidence in my life to deny it any longer. I mean, I'm a systems guy. I've got to know why and how this stuff works. And I realized, because when Harry and I would do these meditations based on love and healing, all the just stuff just started going away. Just like a clock spring. I mean, springs of stress flying out of me. Just going, I didn't even know that one was there. You know, so stuff you don't even know is going on. When you vibrate in love, tell you, it's one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself and for everybody else on this planet. So, we're talking a little bit about marketing and making money. So, I work with a lot of people who are new at internet marketing, and they're real nervous about their first product. It's like, ooh, what do I do? What do I sell? How do I do it? So, stage presence. All the world's a stage, including the internet. And what's that got to do with product development? Stage presence is product presence. I'm up here on stage, and I'm sitting here saying, you guys look at me and listen to me talk. I've done that in bands. I've done it in plays and stuff. And it takes, you know, takes some nads to walk up on a stage and go, look at me. Hear what I have to say. Love me. But there's a site out there called Best Compliment Ever that I created, and what it is the one compliment that I gave to my wife. Hey, honey. that made her stop getting ready to go out on a date with us. And we stayed home that night. And I was joking with Pat, and I think I even mentioned it to Joe. I said, I'm going to make a site, and all I'm going to sell is a compliment. And so one compliment for $17 on a website. And they're like, I was like, no, I'm going to do it. And I didn't for a while. I was like, I came up to the seminar. I said, I'm going to do this and just do it and say, there it is. Because there it is. It's one compliment. I am not kidding you. But what I did when I was coming up with that, I was like, oh, well, let me tell them a little bit about the history of compliments, why compliments work, the law of reciprocity. Are y'all familiar with the law of reciprocity? That if you give something to somebody, they're just compelled. Compelled. They can't help themselves. They've got to give back to you. So I go into that, you know. It's like if you can give a compliment to somebody, it's like, man, I just really enjoy what you've brought to this weekend. So wonderful. Thank you for being here. I mean, it's just wonderful. If you can compliment somebody, it just greases the wheels. And, you know, y'all can look at that side if you want. But that's just a little teaching point. So getting into masterminds. So we talked about environment and how this whole environment gets created for you. We've talked a little bit about the environment of your mind, the chemical and physical junk that's going on in your head that makes the programs that you're running. So, when you go home, how would you keep all that together? Well, a mastermind group helps you do that. And there's a couple of different mastermind forms. There's a free-form mastermind, which is kind of what we're doing here. You know, if you've got a business you want to start up, you've got a fundraising group that you got, masterminds are a great way to sort of flush out all the stuff you're going to need to do, the punch list for everything. They're structured but free topics where everybody comes in. It's going to be an hour, and everybody just brings whatever problem they've got for that week, and you just rely on the other people to help you out, whether it's spiritual, business, whatever. Just sort of a free form. So then you've got structured with specific intent. I created a thing called the Good Energy Movement about 4 years ago, and we did that as a result of a mastermind group. We were in another mastermind group and said, hey, let's create a movement. There's not one now. Let's create a movement to bring good energy into everyday life. So we did that. Structured with specific intent and boundaries. You know, one question. We're going to mastermind today about how we can get the best out of this seminar or any seminar. And then, you know, this event basically is a two-day open forum. All right. So the one I want to tell you about today and the one that I'm going to have y'all guys do this evening is a one-hour structured mastermind based on the Carnegie Method. And basically what you do is it's an hour-long meeting. It's for 6 or 7 people. And basically you can do this live. You can also do this over the phone. In the packet that everybody has, there's a site called mastermindbasics.com. You can get some free stuff from me there, and it's got all this stuff on it. Basically, what you do is determine an order, so the order that the people came in. You read an intro, which, you know, when you're doing it on the phone, you can be rushed and all this stuff. You're trying to get on the phone. It's like, I got all this stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. The intro is kind of a little meditation. It's very brief, and it just kind of lets you spin down. You know, so when you're getting on the call or you're going to start the meeting, just kind of puts a front bookend on it. Everybody does a round of gratitude, something short and sweet. I'm just happy for the great weather today. I'm happy that you guys are here today. Whatever it is. State your name. Did you complete your SMART goal, which we're going to talk about in a second? And then everybody gets 7 minutes in the session if you're doing for an hour. So you bring your question, and the other 6 people help you out with your question, whether it's spiritual, whether it's business. Hopefully you've got a good cross-section of people in your group. And then rinse and repeat that for the people, for all the people that you have in your group. Then, in the order that you came in, you set your SMART goal, which is, I've got the acronym on another slide here, but it's a goal that's measurable, time-bound. Not, I'm going to write an email this week. Well, no, I'm going to write 5 emails and I'm going to mail them on Wednesday so that you know that you finished it and when it's done and it's not fuzzy. And so then you've got a closing just to bookmark everything. This is the Mastermind Principles. You don't need to write that down. It is on, if you go into the Mastermind Basics site, it's all in there. Also, I'm going to give out some folders here, and it is printed out on the printout in there. So, a round of gratitude. Each person states one thing they're grateful for, short and sweet. Everybody gets their 7 minutes. In the same order that you came in, round of gratitude, set your SMART goals. How do you know it will be done? How will you measure it? That's really important because you can do what's called stacking SMART goals. So you do a little one, a little one, a little one, a little one, and that becomes this big, broader event. It's a way to, you know, cookie and chunk up your goals and stuff to make them more attainable. The SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, so that you know all these things are done. So, this is the closing. Again, that's all written down, and we are running a little short, so I'm not going to read through that. Helpful hints when you're masterminding, no judgment. Everybody's got their stuff. So if you completed your SMART goal, and no judgment of yourself either. I mean, if you did the SMART goal, it's yes or no. You know if you did it or not. I mean, there's no hemming and hawing. I didn't do it because I had this, that, and that. Nobody needs to hear that, and you know what happened, so yes or no. The 7 minutes, state a category of your question and ask your question. Don't do a backstory. Don't ramble. Don't give us the history of why you're asking the question. Say, I don't know what an autoresponder is. Can somebody tell me what they are and how to use them in a business? You know, what's the best way to repurpose content that I've already created? Pick one person to be the timekeeper or the moderator. Basically, that person just gets a watch out or a stopwatch or whatever, phone has most of it on there. And one person makes sure that the 7 minutes go by, maybe give a little 30-second, hey, you're almost done. And then they also run the meeting, kind of make sure everything runs in order and on time. And then the SMART goals you set, success or failure, is easy to determine. That's key. So, what we're going to do now is I'm going to give out these folders, and what you will find inside of it is a one-page document that has the guide for a one-hour mastermind, and it also has some helpful tips and hints in there for running your mastermind. And as you all know, you've got numbers on your name tags, or you don't. What those numbers are for are your mastermind groups. And what Joe wanted me to do is encourage you, if not actually demand, that you that you do that you go out for dinner tonight, go out, have coffee, whatever you feel like. Get with your mastermind group and go through a one-hour mastermind this evening. He really, really stressed that he wanted each and every one of you to be able to take this environment home with you. So what I want to do is introduce you to a group of people that you might not possibly know. You may know them depending on who you came with. And what I want y'all to do is at the end of this meeting, pledge to each other that you'll keep doing the meetings once a week. You can do this for free. There's a service called freeconferencecall.com. If you go to mastermindbasics.com, all of that is in there as well. But the website's freeconferencecalling.com. You log in with the email address. They give you a free number. They'll record the call for you, give you a link to download it when you're done so you can keep a record of it. Great way to make sure that you keep this environment available for yourselves, because personally, I come to these things, these environments are precious. I hold the vibration of these things long after the events are over. And I really do encourage you guys to do the same thing. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask, I'm going to call out numbers. And if the people in the first couple of rows whoever's got the number I call out, just come grab one of these folders real quick. So number one, look on your tag. Who's a number one? Number one, any number ones? Thank you, sir. Number two. Two. Who's got number two on their name tag? Number three. Oh, cool. Yeah, I was going to say just hold up your thing and let people gather around you, but apparently there are numbers. There's people thinking way ahead of me. Good job, ladies, gents, whoever did that. Number three. Hey, could you take that back to number three, please? Oh, three. Doesn't matter who gets them. Number four. Four. Cool. Five. Let me take that top one there. Six. Good job. Seven. Eight. Let me grab eight. Thank you, sir. Eight. Seven. Nine. 999. Awesome. 10. Who's got 10? 10. Nobody's got 10. Come on. 10. 11. 11. 12. Whoop. You got two there. Excuse me. 12. All right, 13. Oh, yeah, I'm back here. 13, 14. Cool, again, it really doesn't matter who gets these. 14, 15. I already gave 13, I was back there, so I gave it to her. Well, there's a bunch of people in 13, so it's all groups. Thank you, though. 15. 15, 16. 16. Awesome. 17. 15? Oh, we got 15. 16. 17. I think that may be it. 18? Anybody have 18? I think we only had 17. 18, 19, 20. Anybody got that? All right. Cool. Coolio. So, everybody's got their group. And what I want you to do, go back to the back, find the number, or just hold up your folder. And what Joe would love you guys to do is get in your groups. They're in your packets, the seminar packs. There is a list of restaurants that is around the area. So either pick a restaurant, a coffee shop, any place, cubby hole in the hotel, anywhere you guys feel comfortable doing it. Go do your masterminds. I hope you guys had a wonderful time. Cool. So this is all about freedom. Can I hear it for freedom? Come on, man. Freedom. Has this not been a wonderful day? I cannot believe we are here already, the end of the first day. Joe, thank you so much again for this. Thank you so much. It's all about freedom, endless possibilities, and your creative environment. Come on, let's go mastermind, everybody. Thank y'all.